KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, we have cloudy skies, 21 degrees in Atlantic. We look for flurries through midday and a high near 31. Good afternoon. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. The Creston Police Department reports a Northeast Iowa man was arrested early Thursday morning on a drug charge and on an outstanding warrant. 48-year-old Roger Stedman of Sumner was arrested at around 1 a.m. at 806 Laurel in Creston. Stedman was charged with possession of a controlled substance and arrested on a Bremer County warrant for probation violation. He was released on $1,000 bond for the Union County charge and then transferred to the custody of the Bremer County deputies. Arrested Thursday afternoon in Creston was 25-year-old Noel Ornelas of Creston, who faces a charge of simple domestic assault. Ornelas was being held in the Union County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. And Thursday night, 37-year-old Lacey Fowler of Creston was arrested at 900 North Sycamore Street in Creston for allegedly assaulting a police officer. Fowler was later released from the Union County Jail on a $1,000 bond. The Cass County Health System is partnering with the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce to sponsor the Angel or Angels of Christmas. The Angel of Christmas is a tradition in Atlantic recognizing and thanking area residents who symbolize the true meaning of the season. Angels exemplify the true holiday spirit all year long, putting others first, spreading generosity, and sharing the holiday spirit with everyone they meet. In 2015, Steve Livengood was the Angel of Christmas, demonstrating the true meaning of the season, spreading his generosity every day of the year. He hand-built a remarkable oak chair for Santa and his visitors at the city park. Also, Livengood serves many hours at the Armory and coordinates the Salvation Army Bell Ringer program. Nominations for the Christmas Angel You Know are due to the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce by December 1st at noon. This year's Angel will be announced at the holiday concert on December 6th at 3 p.m. You can nominate by submitting brief comments about your person you wish to nominate to the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce or email chamber@atlanticiowa.com. You can contact the chamber at 243-3017 if you have any further questions. A trail that covers nearly 63 miles of rural landscape in southwest Iowa will soon be getting some big-time exposure. A photo taken along the Wabash Trace Nature Trail was recently selected in the contest to grace the cover of the 2016 Iowa Travel Guide. Rebecca Castle of Shenandoah is a longtime enthusiast of the trail.
You kind of feel like you're out in the middle of nowhere, and for some of it, you kind of are.
The Wabash Trace started taking shape in the early 1990s as the trail was converted from a former railroad line.
It was one of the earlier rail trails in Iowa, and it goes through such rural areas. Council Bluffs obviously is quite large, but you don't really get into Council Bluffs on the Wabash Trace. You go through towns like Mineola, which is a couple hundred people, and then Silver City, Malvern, down to Imogene is the smallest, and it only has about 45 residents.
The trail runs between Council Bluffs near the border with Nebraska, of course, down to Blanchard on the Iowa-Missouri border. There are many ways to experience the Wabash Trace, including cross-country skiing or even horseback riding on the equestrian trails that parallels parts of the trail.
I would say bicycling is the number one use of the trail, but we also get a lot of walkers, joggers, bird watchers, even just people out there, you know, in season picking berries.
The new Iowa Travel Guide featuring the Wabash Trace on the cover will be released early next year. The Iowa Tourism Office distributes more than 100,000 copies of the Iowa Travel Guide each year, and it can be found at Iowa's welcome centers or ordered online. A state grant of more than $154,000 will be used to repair the historic Ned Ashton House in Iowa City and make landscaping improvements. The goal is to preserve the house's historic architecture and integrity and turn the house and park into destination spots. The home was built in 1947 by Edward L. Ned Ashton, who was a professor of civil engineering at the University of Iowa from 1943 to 1957. Ashton designed several bridges over the Mississippi River and is considered a pioneer in the design of welded plate girder bridges. The property was damaged in the 2008 flooding. Iowa City bought it in 2011 and has since used it as a special events facility and community center. A Mason City church that began its health ministry nearly 20 years ago now offers many wellness programs, including yoga, centering prayer, and healing touch. Trinity Lutheran Church also operates a medical lending closet where people can freely borrow wheelchairs, walkers, canes, and crutches. Its wellness programs offer a holistic approach promoting wellness of the body, mind, and spirit. Healing Touch integrates prayer and the laying of hands on an anointed with oil to enhance the body's capacity for healing, and it's considered complementary therapy to regular care. Parish nurse Becky Ellsburn said that church members believe their church is called to be a servant church and have reached out to the community. Nearly 50% of the participants in some programs are not Trinity members. An administrative law judge has recommended Iowa throw out one of four contracts awarded to private companies set to take over the state's Medicaid program in January. Judge Christy Scase said in a ruling Wednesday that Iowa should reverse its contract with Florida-based WellCare. Des Moines Register reports the ruling is considered a proposed decision. It's unclear how it would affect plans to let WellCare and three other companies run Iowa's $4.2 million Medicaid program for the poor and disabled. The ruling says WellCare should have disclosed information early to state officials about fraud or mismanagement involving former executives. WellCare officials said in a statement that it will challenge the ruling. Governor Terry Bronstedt said in a statement Wednesday that his office is working to ensure things remain on schedule. A new report projects the expense to Medicaid for people afflicted with Alzheimer's disease in Iowa and nationwide will increase dramatically over the next decade. Melissa Kramer, a spokeswoman for the Greater Iowa Chapter of the Alzheimer's Association, said the costs will have a tremendous impact on the thousands of patients in Iowa who are living with the memory-robbing disease.
The current budget for Medicaid here in Iowa, we spend about $576 million on Medicaid, and 14% of that is actually spent on people with Alzheimer's disease or other dementias.
Symptoms usually develop slowly and get worse over time, becoming severe enough to interfere with daily tasks. Alzheimer's accounts for 60 to 80% of dementia cases. A majority of people with Alzheimer's are 65 years old and older, but early onset can strike someone in their 40s or 50s.
Alzheimer's is kind of a triple threat. It's soaring in prevalence, it's lack of treatment, and has enormous costs associated that really no one can afford. This is an expensive disease, and if we don't do something now, down the road, it will bankrupt America.
There is no cure for Alzheimer's. Last year in Iowa, it was estimated that there were 62,000 people statewide who've been diagnosed with the disease. The news was brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.